This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has led the Mayawati government has worked relentlessly for the development of Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway, and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur. Expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. The Prime Minister also accused Congress of playing politics on OBC and said that they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand election campaigning, it's in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours across the state to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting in Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. On the other hand, senior Congress Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over poor. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties have also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorist in Sopore town of Baramulla district last evening while 2 to 3 other terrorists were trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and the terrorist in Sopore yesterday. Following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint anti-terror operation was started by Army, the CRPF and the police. As the layers of cordon and search operation were increased, terrorists fired at the surrounding forces, triggering an encounter. In a specific development having far-reaching implications for Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream visa program. The SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It is said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempt to address ongoing housing shortages and restore the strain. The SDS program was designed to fast-track study permit application for students from 14 countries. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in Balochistan province yesterday. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as a popular morning train was about to leave Kethar station in the southwestern Pakistan of Peshawar. The Baloch Liberation Army, which claimed responsibility for the attack, said that the statement released on social media, that is, targeted a Pakistan military unit that was returning from Quetta after completing a training course. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced a launch of Iffy Esta, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. Iffy Esta will be hosted by the Kalas Academy, which is located at the Picture Square Waterfront of Panjim, Goa, during the 21st to the 28th of November. Prominent Indian musician Ricky Kej and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nomination for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Kej, a 3-time Grammy winner, received his 4th Grammy nomination for the album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age Ambient or Chart Album in the category. Anushka Shankar, renowned sitarist and composer, have also nominated in the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF Billards Championship 150 format title and he defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.